Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. It is currently our final week in the semester. I hope everything is wrapping up successfully for you guys. Final season's coming up soon, so good luck with that. But this is officially our final week. I can't believe it. I still remember the first week of this semester, and I wondered, wow, I have so many things to accomplish, so many things, you know, tasks I have to finish up. But here we are in our final week. Today's weather is absolutely amazing. It is very sunny outside. It is a bit chilly, but at least we have the bright sunshine out today. So please go outside and enjoy the weather. For today's episode, I will be turning on some songs for you guys by the band The Hidden Cameras. They have some great songs. They're actually a Canadian band, and so I wanted to share their songs with you guys for you today. For the next portion of the episode, I will actually be reading out some fun facts. We're going to be dedicating a little bit of a bigger chunk for this episode on fun facts. I just want you guys to just lay back, enjoy my episode for today. You know, it's the end of the year. It's definitely one of the most stressful times of the year. And so I just want you guys to enjoy the episode for today. No literature content, no writing, you know, telling you guys about my story and the structure of it. I just want you guys to have some fun, you know, have a light listen. And I will actually be preparing for some more interviews in a future episode. So please stay tuned for that. This week is actually our final week of Shindig. I believe it's going to be on Friday night this week. The finale will be held at Redgate Art Society. Be excited for that. I know it's a very, very busy time of the year, but if you have some time, it would be nice if you guys can go ahead to Redgate and, you know, just see what we have. The amazing bands are going to be performing. And the most exciting thing is that we are going to be announcing the winner for the 2024 Shindig this Friday. So it's an exciting moment. It's one of the biggest events here at CITR. So I would recommend you guys can, you know, pop by for a couple of minutes, you know, see and explore. And that would be amazing. I also want to say another thank you to all the student executives, all the staff members at CITR. You guys have been, you know, they do a lot of work here. You know, all the events, you know, are all organized and done through the student executives and the staff members. So I just want to give a big round of applause for everybody making this semester so successful. And thank you all, especially, you know, everybody as well with the contributors to the magazines. It's truly been an amazing semester. So I just want to give a big thank you to all of you guys as well. I also want to give a huge welcome to anybody who has joined CITR and Discorder this year. I have met some of you guys because I've done the trainings. And, you know, I'm truly excited that so many more people are able to contribute and be involved with CITR and Discorder, because it really is a great experience. It has been for me, and it's probably going to be one of the most memorable experiences I've had at UBC. So I'm glad that everybody is having a chance to contribute in a way and volunteer. So welcome, everybody. I hope you guys have a blast and had a blast this semester. The next semester is going to come with our next big event, Fun Drive. It is our annual fundraising event that we do every year. So please stay tuned for that. There will be some more events going on through that big event as well. So without further ado, let's get through some ads, PSAs, and some show promos, and we will get right to the meaty portion of the show today. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. نسيام نسيايا ثيكم كوين انسب هايج قسيام نسيام نسيايا انت سياخويا تليتين خو ماسكوي مستيوخ. We stand for peace, we stand for justice for the people of Palestine and for the upholding of international law.
On November 30th, join Irish for Palestine BC for a night of crack agus kiol, including trivia, music, dancing and fundraising for an important cause. All funds raised will be donated to Medical Aid for Palestinians, a long-standing charitable organization responding to the humanitarian emergency in Gaza and Lebanon by providing on-the-ground medical supplies and complex care to children and families impacted by violence. Tickets are $15, and the event will be held in the function room of Foy's Irish Bar. To find out more, visit @IrishForPalestineBC on Instagram. That's @IrishForPalestineBC with a numerical 4. Saoirse don Phalastine.
Looking for the perfect night out? UBC Fashion Club is bringing the ultimate throwback party to Beaumont Studios on Thursday, December 7th.
Indie Sleaze Night!
A 19-plus rave from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. What's Indie Sleaze? It's a time machine to the wild Tumblr and MySpace days, when messy eyeliner, thrifted graphic tees, and pure unfiltered fun ruled the scene.
We've got a killer DJ lineup featuring DJ Trustworthy, Leo, Nick, and DJ Crown Jewel, spinning a variety of styles all night long.
And the dress code? Anything goes. Skinny jeans, bleached roots, vintage jackets, bring your best Indie Sleaze energy and show us what you've got. Tickets are selling fast, so hit the link in our Instagram bio @FashionClubUBC now to grab yours. Indie Sleaze Night, happening Thursday, December 7th at Beaumont Studios from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Get ready to party like it's 2012. Don't miss it.
Welcome. Anansi Kwakin.
Do Tansi. Ichuao. Iswayao.
Ahlo Sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Get tunal. Tah Taitan.
You were invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm. Or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today! Plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful end of the semester. We are officially in our final week, and although it is our final week, it is quite busy, so I hope everyone is balancing everything out well, especially in these times of, you know, exams, assignments, all just coming in at once. But I hope that everything's going okay with you guys. It's definitely been quite busy for me, but I can see myself slowly wrapping it up towards the end. For today's episode, as I mentioned, I will be putting on some songs by the band The Hidden Cameras. I'll be focusing on the album Home on Native Land. I hope you guys enjoy these songs. And at the end, I will do a fun fact segment for you guys. And this one, it'll be themed trees. So I'll be giving you guys some fun facts about trees. Christmas is coming up. You know, it reminded me of trees. I don't know if you guys out there actually buy real life trees or one of the artificial ones where you can use every year. You know, you put it up for the month of December, maybe up until, you know, January, and then tuck it back in the attic or the basement When I was younger, I actually bought an artificial tree, and so it was in, you know, three parts, and all you needed to do was just connect those parts, you know, decorate it with ornaments and different designs. I don't even know what other things are even called. And then obviously you would have to touch it up with the star at the top. I'm looking out at the nest right now. It seems like they're doing some sort of Christmas event. I see like a fun game board and a big Christmas tree as well. So if you guys are on campus right now and if you want to check it out, you can always come to the nest. We have a lot of things going on at the nest as well. So if you are ever just maybe bored or if you're just curious, coming into the nest and seeing what's going on is always a great option as well. We've been doing a lot of, they've been doing a lot of sales, I think, like clothing, you know, jewelry. My brother actually got a couple of books the other day, which were very cheap. So I think that's very interesting. So yeah, you know, I think the nest is a great way to explore and just, you know, seek what's interesting that's going on. Because I think they always do have something going on at the nest. But yeah, I hope everything is going smoothly with everyone. Why don't we get into the first song of today's episode called The Day I Left Home. I hope you guys enjoy this song. Here it is.
Place.
That was The Day I Left Home by The Hidden Cameras. The next song I have for you guys is called He Is the Boss of Me. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. Here we go. That was He Is the Boss of Me. The next song I have for you guys is Ode to Anna. Speaking of this title, I remember writing a poem called Ode to My Bottle. I believe I shared this in one of my episodes where I wrote a poem about a water bottle that I used to use, you know, whenever I went to go work out. And I kind of described the water bottle as a soldier who gone through so many adventures of, you know, going to the gym, you know, being dropped and cleaned and all the sorts of that. And so I kind of wrote it in a way that personified, I believe that's the word, to create a more realistic, I almost created a living being out of the bottle, and I wrote a poem about it. And this title of the song reminds me of that poem. But here it is, Ode to Anna. Here we go. Ooh, yeah. That was O2 Ana. The next song I have for you guys is called Dark End of the Street. So here we go.
That's where we'll always meet. Hiding in shadows where we don't belong. Living in darkness to hide our wrong. You and me. The dark end of the street.
That was Dark End of the Street by Hidden Cameras. The next song I have for you guys is called You and Me Again. I hope you guys enjoy this song. Once again, it is beautiful outside, so maybe you can, while you're listening to my episode, go outside and enjoy the sun, and I'm sure the song will hear much more magically and more soothing for you. So here we go.
You and me, we've been lucky. We found out who we are before we more than most can boast in their lives. I'll never walk the line, 'cause I've got you on my side. And lucky
this far in life. I'll never see the sights, 'cause I'll be looking in your eyes. You and me again.
That was You and Me Again by The Hidden Cameras. The last song I have for you guys today is called Counting Stars. I hope you guys enjoy this song, and I will come back with the fun fact segment. So here we go.
Talks with me, he knows my every thought. Seeing is believing, I'm sure we'll be conceiving our own mirage. With every bit of being, the game we will be meeting will be on time. A closed eye and a bended knee, expecting a warm greeting, but we'll be denied. We're counting stars like we're all in heaven. They never even knew our names. Oh, we shine like we're all in heaven. We ain't
That was Counting Stars by The Hidden Cameras. I hope you guys enjoyed this band. If you guys are interested in them, please go check them out. They are called The Hidden Cameras. For the last couple minutes of today's show, I will be sharing some fun facts tree theme today because it reminded me because it's Christmas time. I'm assuming that most of you guys, or at least some of you guys, are putting up some trees inside your houses. Unfortunately, I am not, but I'm excited to see all those trees. I can see already on campus a couple here. There's a couple outside. There's a lot in supermarkets and malls, so I always love seeing trees. But why don't we get into the fun fact? The first fun fact for today is going to be more than 60 of anti-cancer drugs, 60%, originate from natural resources. I think it's always interesting to study and research the natural resources that are offered on Earth right now and how much impact it has on how it can help us prolong our life and come up with different medicines. So I think it's always interesting to learn about these different ways that nature can contribute to our overall health. So I mean, I'm taking a nursing class right now, and I think just engaging with nature alone, walking around or doing some sort of activity already helps with, you know, mental health and your overall well-being. So nature does play a crucial role in how we, you know, view our life and how much we can actually benefit from it. So the next one is 1/4 of all modern medicines come from tropical forest plants, including 2/3 of all cancer-fighting drugs. That is interesting. I wonder what specifically tropical forest plants would contribute to this. But I think if you kind of go down that, you just go deep into this rabbit hole of different plants, different functions, different designs of how the plants are made. So I think, you know, if you are interested in it, it's definitely worth exploring. But I'm sure there's just a lot of information on this as well. The next one is trees redistribute up to 95% of the water they absorb. That's interesting. Like I said in one of the fun fact segments that I've done throughout the past episodes, whenever I hear about plant species in a way engaging with water, it reminds me of the cactus. And I believe that because there's so little water in the desert, when it does rain, a cactus would absorb as much water as it can, almost over-absorbing. And when the rain stops and it's, you know, deserted again, it uses the stored up water to survive. And so I think that you can get a source of water through cactuses. You just have to cut it open and I don't know how you would extract the water from that, but it's very interesting. I also think that you can eat cactuses as well. It's you just have to be very careful with the thorns. I know that camels can eat cactuses without getting hurt at all, which is always very interesting to me. Same with bears. I think they have some sort of protection around their mouths that prevents them from being damaged or injured from those spiky plants. But here's the next one. One tree is equivalent to 2 central air conditioners. Wow, I wonder. I'm assuming that this means that the tree. Okay, so here's the description. Trees reduce the need for carbon emissions from heating and cooling by helping to regulate air temperature. Okay, it seems like the tree is literally acting as some sort of air conditioner, air regulating system, which is very interesting. I know that trees contribute to the air, the carbon. I think they either absorb carbon dioxide or emit it, something like that. But it's in a way that's beneficial for us and that's needed for the environment. Trees have multiple functions. You know, it's always very interesting to listen to and learn about these functions. But once you learn about them and you see a tree outside, you kind of view it differently. It's almost like a living, you know, nonverbal superhero that's just constantly with us, but since we're always exposed to it, we're almost desensitized with its powers. And I honestly do characterize plants, animals, as some sort of fantastical, supernatural creature, because they do have some magnificent ways that they adapt to this, you know, harsh nature, whether it's weather or, you know, that whole hierarchical system of, you know, predators and, you know, getting preyed on. So it's very interesting to me to look at those animals adapt in their own unique way. The next one is, forests cover 31% of the global land area. That's quite a lot of space. I believe that the rest, or the most amount of thing that covers the global earth, is water, and then I guess it goes to land, but this one's specifically talking about forests. So apparently the total forest area is 4.06 billion hectares, and approximately a half of that forest area is relatively intact. Wow, I can't even imagine, if you were to get lost, how would you even find wherever you can go? I guess there was this one podcast that I was listening to, and it was about a guy who got lost in the forest, and he just kind of kept spinning around the same spot. So I guess, in a way, forests are very, very scary places, in a way, because you can't really see where you're going or really navigate the pathways. So yeah, I mean, that's a very interesting fun fact. The next one is, tropical rainforests cover less than 3% of Earth's area, yet they are home to more than a half of our planet's terrestrial animal species. Wow, that's interesting. I guess that just goes to show that rainforests, and specifically some of these rainforests, are built in a way that it's just most habitable for the animal species that live there. But I also wonder what distinction is made between the animal species that live in these areas that most animal species live in, and then compared to the animal species that live in areas that not many species live in. I guess what sort of distinction that each of them hold is very interesting for me. I would want to learn more about that. And I wonder if there even is a distinction or a commonality between those animals. The next one is, it takes 460 trees to absorb the annual carbon dioxide emissions of a single car. Wow, that's a lot of trees that's needed to absorb all of that. I mean, if you put it that way, it is quite a lot of trees that needs to be used to take over the pollution that a car creates. So, you know, I guess being mindful is always a great way to be aware of how much pollution that, you know, these cars or, you know, transporting systems actually create in our environment. Next one is, adding a single tree to an open pasture can increase bird biodiversity from almost zero species to as high as 80. Wow, that's interesting. I wonder even how they calculate this. So adding a single tree to an open pasture can increase bird biodiversity from also almost zero species to as high as 80. That's interesting. I guess the species of birds are dependent on how many trees are available and are open, because I'm assuming that trees are an essential part of a bird's habitability. So, you know, considering that even if we walk outside right now and see a tree, I'm sure, you know, at least a couple trees have, you know, nests on that are built up top. And most likely they probably are inhabited by some sort of bird species, or have been inhabited by it at some point. So the next fun fact is, the total forest area globally is 4.06 billion hectares, or approximately 5,000 M2. I don't really know that unit per person. I think this one's similar to the one that we've discussed a couple back, couple fun facts back. But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of space. Almost unfathomable. You can't really even imagine how much space that even is. But the next one is, there are over 60,000 species of trees across the globe. That's very interesting. I don't even know if I've seen more than 10 species of trees in my life. I mean, that's a lot of species, and I'm sure that that's not even all of them as well. Just like how we haven't explored barely the ocean, I'm sure the forest is filled with different species and, you know, different mystical things that we just don't know or are even aware about. And I'm sure that there are definitely some things about the forest and nature that we just cannot access as humans. And maybe it's just a matter of time when we create some sort of technological advancement tool that will allow us to explore everything. But yeah, I mean, 60,000 tree species is a lot. The next one I have for you guys is, globally, 18% of the world's forest area, or more than 700 million hectares, fall within legally established protected areas such as national parks, conservation areas, and game reserves. Wow. That's amazing. Okay, this one is actually quite interesting as well, which I'll actually end off the fun fact segment with. The Amazon contributes 20% of the oxygen produced on land via photosynthesis. In contrast, phytoplankton produce a staggering 70% of Earth's oxygen. I've heard of what a phytoplankton is, and, you know, photosynthesis is something that we learn in science as well. But yeah, that's interesting. I think I would want to learn more about the phytoplankton. I believe that's a living creature. Whenever I, you know, get told, you know, or am aware of this word phytoplankton, it always reminds me of SpongeBob SquarePants, where it's, you know, the little green guy named Plankton who's trying to take over the Krusty Krab. So yeah, that was kind of digressing, but yeah, I mean, that's very interesting as well. And I'm sure that there are more and more fun facts about trees. I just kind of read it off of OneTreePlanet.org for today's episode, which I hope you guys enjoyed. So that's it for today's episode. A little bit of fun facts here, and I hope you guys enjoyed the song. The sun is still out, and considering it is wintertime and we're in Canada, and if you are in BC, we won't see the sun in probably another an hour to an hour and a half. I believe the sun sets around mid, like 4:30 or something like that. So if you want to enjoy the sun, you might want to enjoy it now. So after this episode, after I end off here, I highly encourage you guys to go outside and enjoy the warmth that's offered for today. Final season's coming up, so good luck, everyone. I hope everything goes well. Assignments and exams, they're very tough, but, you know, it is the end of the semester, so I guess if we can persevere through this last portion, we will be able to successfully complete the semester and have our Christmas break. Like I said, Shindig, this week is going to be our last week. Friday night is going to be the finale, so please go check it out. The CITR staff members and the student executives have worked so hard this year to make these events happen. And the bands and the musicians, thank you all for contributing as well. And I want to give a early congratulations to the 2024 Shindig winner. And yeah, that's it for today's episode. I'm going to be bringing back some more interviews next week, so please stay tuned for that, or maybe another movie review for you guys. So stay tuned, guys. Thank you all for listening. That's all for today's episode, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye, everyone.